This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever's on your mind. Were you out and about this morning, bright and early, for the Black Friday madness? What did you experience? Maybe you were a customer, or maybe you're working behind the retail counter, behind the register on the shopping, the sales floor, and you want to regale us with your experience. You're certainly welcome to join us here. The Us in Studio tonight includes me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
And, of course, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can join us on Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm. We've got more on Black Friday coming up here in moments. NBC News reporting that things are a little bit better in the United States than they are overseas, according to NBC. So we'll give you a little bit more information about that. But first, let's go to Trey. He is on the line via Skype in Oregon. Trey, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, folks.
Hey there.
So as far as the religious viewpoint and the falling away of religion, I'm not so sure that that has... I mean, there is a void there because I think a lot of people have kind of gone away from those traditional religious views and whatnot. And so there aren't, you know, ethical foundations that are replacing those. But on the other hand, I grew up a Christian. I grew up an evangelical Christian, went to Christian high school. It was one of those name it, claim it type of places. And I know firsthand that especially Western evangelical Christians, and not just Western, but also Eastern. I mean, it happens in South Korea and it happens in Africa too. They can be super, super materialistic, though they won't refer to it as being materialistic. Rather, they'll put it under the guise of blessings from God, even if it's something that puts them in debt. I've heard people say they were blessed because they got a car loan that, you know, they couldn't necessarily afford, but yet still, because they got the car, it was still a blessing from God. Am I making sense?
Well, okay. Part of the theory, it wasn't really so much that I thought that people were less materialistic then. I think people were actually more comfortable with being materialistic then, because, you know, we were closer to the idea that it is by material things that man survives, and we seem to be forgetting that now. But, you know, the reason we pursue material goods is material goods keep us alive. But the main thing for me is, think of the difference in behavior from your average cop when you put a video camera on him. He's going to act differently because somebody's watching. Well, what if you think that you've got a ghost following you around and watching everything that you do? Is that going to change your behavior, even if it's not true? I would say, you know, in a lot of cases it would. People would think, oh, you know, God is watching me. I have no idea when and where they jerked off because
managed.
I guess they figured God would be a gentleman. But
go ahead, Trey.
Now, I agree with you on those points, Richard. I'm just saying that coming from that background and everything, you know, there's balance, and I think you would agree that, you know, there's definitely balance, and I feel like the problem with, like, you know, the folk that have fallen away, like myself, you know, there was a time when I kind of lost my ethical, you know, my not my moral center, but I mean, I went a little nuts, you know, for a while after I kind of left the church. But I'm kind of back to a point now to where I'm decided I want to live a life that isn't so materialistic, and not that consumerism is a bad thing at all. You know, I think we can all agree it's not, but it's to the point whenever you're out there fighting for things that are, you know, absolutely meaningless, and you're willing to hurt somebody to get them. And in that respect, you're absolutely right. There is no moral center there that's guiding people you know, in that direction, as opposed to should be guiding them in the other direction, as far as, you know, I'm not going to actively seek to hurt somebody for a, you know, a flat screen TV that's 30% off. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense relative to, you know, proper, you know, ethics, I suppose.
Yeah. One of the nice things about being libertarian is I actually have something to substitute for that God's watching me thing, which is non-initiation of force. And if I go through my life and I never, ever initiate force, then most of the time I'm going to be okay. Obviously, there are other things you have to do and refrain from doing to be considered a decent human being. But, you know, if you don't initiate force, you've got a pretty good code.
It's a good start, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Trey, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
You know, just one quick thing, actually. You mentioned, you know, standing in line, you know, for movies earlier as kind of a comparison to what people do outside of stores.
Yes.
And I know I'm sure you guys have seen the teaser trailer for the new Star Wars film.
Oh, yeah,
I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, and I posted today on Facebook. I said, you know, up here in Portland, it doesn't get nearly as cold as it does in New Hampshire, of course. But, you know, it's super rainy throughout the winter. And you know, it being released on December 18th of next year, my first thought was, man, I hope the weather's decent, you know, the 1 to 7 days leading up to the release of the movie, you know, because I really want good theater camping
oh,
weather.
Oh, people You're have gonna... space heaters and any other kind of... warm.
You're planning on camping out, though, is what you're saying, for Star Wars?
I think so. I didn't do it for the prequels. It's because I was younger and whatnot. I was just out of high school when the first prequel came out, I think. I just didn't think to, but I did for the second and third Lord of the Rings movie, and I'm going to for these just because I'm in a very geeky town. It's going to be a great time here in Portland for that sort of thing. And it's
so that's why you do it, right? Like, just that right. Goes back to a conversation we were having earlier where one of our first caller of the night was like, what's wrong with these people for camping out? And while it's not the way I would choose to spend my time just because I've got so much happening, I can't imagine I would take time off to do something like that. But I understand the motivation. It's fun, right? Like, you're in line with a bunch of characters. There's people there in costume.
Oh, yeah.
They're very silly. And, you know, so what was your experience like? I mean, the Lord of the Rings camp out. How many days was it that you were out there? What was the experience?
There were people who were out there for you know, 4 or 5 days. But I did it. The second one, it was 2 days. And the third one, it was just over 24 hours, I believe, that I was out there with some friends. I ended up meeting some people. It was fun. You're exactly right. People were in costume. People were, you know, passing around. You know, we had flasks and stuff like that. and you know, so it's a great time. It's, you know, not to, you know, kind of be, you know, nail on a headish right here. But I mean, you know, it was companionship that you had. You know, like-minded people. And some
right.
people
where else are you going to find, besides at a convention, where else right. are you going to find
yeah,
that
yeah.
many Lord of the Rings fans all in the same place?
I mean, I've camped out for exactly. I've camped out for Lord of the Rings. I even made costumes for it, so
wow.
I can totally, you know, get the, you know, you go there and just like, oh, these are my people. We can start speaking Elvish, and it's going to be totally cool. And I don't care what people say because I'm having fun.
These
right.
This concept also played into my activism, the 420 rally. I mean, in order to keep people coming there, like, every day for 2 years, you know, it had to be fun. There had to be, I mean, if people were just going down there and swinging signs and not having a good time, they'd quit doing it. And so we had to keep it fun to keep them coming.
Trey, so what was your favorite part about camping out for a movie?
You know, like I said, my favorite part was besides the anticipation, was this being able to hang out and met a lot of new people,
mm-hmm.
Friends that I still have to this day.
Oh, that's neat.
And that's pretty much it. It's the companionship. So, I mean,
you're probably not going to get that same level of connectedness from a crowd outside of the Walmart, because then the only thing you have in common is you want a good deal on a TV
people
set.
People want that TV.
Absolutely,
or a coffee
right,
maker
yeah.
or something. So I don't think you're going to see the same thing happen. That said, I think that there was a couple that I know. They are no longer a couple, but they were for a number of years, and they, you know, it was good for a time. They met during a Black Friday
or outside of a Black Friday sale. They were literally in line together outside of it. Now, it was a GameStop, so they did both have the same kind of interest of gaming, I guess. But you never know who you're going to meet at these things. Trey, thanks for the call tonight. Mm-hmm. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk more about Black Friday and consumerism coming up here in moments. He said it was a good thing. I don't know. It's Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in toll-free here. Give us your experience with Black Friday if you have had it, if you were out and about doing some shopping in real life this morning and you want to tell us a story, feel free. Or maybe you've worked in retail, or you do work in retail and you've got a story to tell, feel free to do that as well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox. Just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee, shade grown, 100% organic and top 1% grade Arabica. It's great coffee and it's competitively priced, but they're doing something special at BuzzBox and that you're just not going to find at other coffee producers. They've actually worked with Free Talk Live to help set up a program with Kiva.org to help change people's lives by offering microloans to people in poverty to give them a chance to make their own lives better. And you can help us fund these microloans by just going and getting some great coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay the shipping cost, you get that first pound free, and then from that point on you'll be on their auto ship program where they will send you a certain amount that you can specify at a certain interval, time that you can also specify. So it's very customized. And it works. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. Our listeners have that enjoy coffee have really been enjoying BuzzBox. And for every 10 listeners that comes on board, we can fund one new microloan. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com as we continue here talking about Black Friday. Now, our caller just a moment ago, Trey, he mentioned consumerism. Now, this is sort of a bad word, right? This idea that, you know, people are encouraged to buy too much. And he suggested that maybe there's nothing wrong with consumerism. And I don't know. I kind of feel like having too much stuff is a bad thing. Like, you know, the idea that you've always got to have the latest and the greatest phone or TV set or, you know, fill in the blank, whatever the device is or the thing is. And have you ever seen those shows like Hoarders?
I was just about to suggest it could turn to hoarding. Oh, no.
And to me, that's a real problem. Like, hoarding is a disease. It's like a mental disorder of some sort. And not only is it, you know, not only is it just an ugly thing to walk into a hoarder's house and see the mess, but it also, in a lot of cases, can be very unsanitary as well. You know, like a hoarder will leave food around, and you know, that'll go bad, and rats will die, and cats will die. I remember seeing one episode of Hoarders where they were cleaning out some old lady's house after she had died, and they were pulling out corpses of cats.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she was like a crazy cat lady, and if you got enough cats, I guess you don't really keep track of all of them, especially if you're crazy.
Yeah.
So they die amongst the junk, and they literally were picking up petrified cats still had, you know, clumps of hair on
it's
the
so
corpses.
It's so disturbing. Wow. It's sad. Yeah. It's sad and disturbing.
Now, I'm not suggesting that everybody who wants to go buy a new TV is, you know, has the same problem that a hoarder does, but I think that consumerism, and I don't know if I've got a good definition, so I'm going to turn to Wikipedia here. Their definition is, it is a social and economic order and ideology that encourages the acquisition of goods and services in ever greater amounts. So, I don't know, what do you guys think of consumerism? Bad thing?
Well, I don't know. There's if you look back at the 1700s, there was a group of people called the Luddites, and they rioted because people were building automated looms, and they were afraid that the Luddites worked as textile workers, and they were afraid they were going to be put out of a job.
Sure, they saw the writing on the wall in that case.
And the reason that didn't, if you look back after, you know, 30 years after the introduction of these automatic weaving machines, you'll find that there were actually more people employed as textile workers after the creation of these machines. And the reason is the machine made the product cheaper, and that caused people to consume more of it, and people started having 7 changes of clothes instead of having 1 or 2 changes of clothes in their closet. And, you know, so is that consumerism? I don't know. I really hesitate to tell somebody else how much stuff they should have.
I would never tell someone else how much stuff they should have, but I know that for me personally, I know the more stuff I have, the less comfortable I am. Like, I don't like it. I like keeping things simple and not having a bunch of clutter.
I mean, I've got three little plastic tubs of stuff because I've been living like a Liberty monk for the last couple of years, but... Yeah, so I don't keep too much stuff.
I can definitely relate because when I moved to New Hampshire, moving from Idaho, I packed 27, 28 years of my life into a car, and I realized just how much stuff I had and how much of it that would I choose to take it, whether I was going to take it into a moving truck or if I was just going to try and either give away or sell it and just pack very minimal. And
what did you do?
A lot of the bigger stuff I did end up selling or giving away. I did literally pack as much as I could into a small car. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is still at storage back home until I can find a place for it because the place I'm living at right now is just...
What kind of stuff? I mean, obviously, if it's in storage, it's clearly not something you use on a regular basis.
Movies, some seasonal clothes. I mean, at the time that I moved, it was summer. It's now winter, and I've actually... ask my parents who have the boxes to send me more of the winter stuff. Yep. So a lot of it was just seasonal things that I would only use a few times a year. I definitely got rid of probably at least a quarter of things that I used, mostly really big furniture stuff because I didn't want to pay the extra money to move it. But it was a very humbling experience, and it's definitely made me rethink a lot of what I purchase. Like, I know I probably don't purchase nearly as many clothes as I do because just like, you know what, I have three hoodies. I think that's plenty enough. I think people should come to a conclusion of satisfaction with themselves just saying, hey, I have enough stuff. I'm good for right now. I know Old Navy is having a 50% off sale, but I really don't need another hoodie. I don't need another tank top. I should be satisfied. I know it's tough, but I think people just have to kind of come to a conclusion within themselves that enough is enough. Or I know one girl that whenever she bought a new clothing item, she gave something away. So she got rid of something old and got something new.
So Trey actually sent a message over Skype as a follow-up. He says, I meant that that consumerism was a good thing from the perspective of the business owner. As far as from the consumer standpoint, I believe there's nothing wrong with wanting certain luxuries, but one's desire for stuff should not put others in danger. Like, you shouldn't be willing to hurt others over getting what you want, and you shouldn't be putting your family in unnecessary debt when that can be helped. So I think that is certainly one of the real negative aspects of consumerism, is the drive to have things also leads people into delving into the world of debt and having credit card debt. And that, of course, makes people's lives very, very difficult. And people aren't taught about debt in government school. So in a lot of cases, they may get out of school thinking that credit cards are like free money that you don't have to pay anything towards because the minimum payment's only like $12. So why the hell not spend $1,000 this month? You only have to pay the minimum payment, they think. And, of course, they're really just digging this grave of debt the whole time. And it's lined with what? Just a bigger TV set? What are you getting at?
And the more they charge on it, the higher your minimum payment. Like, it's going to be.
It seems like consumer economics would be a good thing to teach high schoolers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, basics. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Black Friday, consumerism. You can comment and bring up whatever you want as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Black Friday edition of the program. Open phones as always. You don't have to talk about Black Friday and consumerism and crazy mobs and fights in the stores, though certainly that has been the thrust of the discussion thus far tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you care about your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. It is a global virtual private network that allows your online data to be encrypted. That means your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online once you start using ProXPN. Right now, if you're not using ProXPN, your ISP is probably logging all the websites that you visit, the search terms that you enter. That's all being recorded. In some cases, could be kept as long as 5 years. So you want to stop that from happening. Just go and get ProXPN. Install their software. It's free. You can just go download their app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices as well. Linux users, you can get ProXPN working. It's just a bit of a different setup process. It's actually pretty simple with Linux. So go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to, the private torrenting ability, plus getting past regionally blocked websites. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL and then use code FTL50, and that gets you 50% off the price of an annual account. And that's a heck of a deal because it breaks the price down to around $5 per month. Plus, you can save even more with Bitcoin if you pay with code FTLBTC and then pay for the annual account with Bitcoin. proxpn.com/FTL. You can go there and get started tonight for free. And then when you're ready to upgrade, you, by the way, get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You can use code FTL50 or FTLBTC at proxpn.com/FTL. Get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. We are talking about Black Friday, as it is called. And Rich Paul, as he explained earlier tonight, Black Friday, the name came about apparently in the 1970s. We were doing a little bit of research on the time frame on this.
Yes.
Because people had called in to say, this wouldn't have happened 40 years ago. Well, Black Friday didn't happen 40 years ago. These sales where just incredible bargain bin buster kind of deals are offered and the doors open at a very specific time frame, so there's likely to be a crowd of people, and then of course crowds of people tend to behave differently than those same people would behave if they weren't in a crowd, and you get all these aspects that sort of lead into situations that are created where danger can occur.
Absolutely, and I will agree that it definitely has gotten crazier over the last probably 10 years or so, because 10 years ago, nothing was open on Thanksgiving, and now you've got stores opening at 6, 4 p.m., 8 p.m. On Thanksgiving to start the deals off because they're trying to get a step up above their competitors. So I will agree that it's definitely gotten crazier as it goes on. And
well, I don't think that has to do with the fact that it's open on Thanksgiving is why it's crazier. In fact, I had heard that it's because they're open on Thanksgiving now is why Black Friday isn't as crazy.
The Friday itself, no, but just the shopping and getting started into it definitely has creeped up faster, because 10 years ago, nothing would have been open on Thanksgiving, and now things are being open on Thanksgiving.
Well, I think that there is a level of competition that is in play here. Now, there are some states that have apparently made it illegal to open on Thanksgiving, but in other places we are seeing that happen. Although I can tell you, when I was working for Kmart back in the 1990s, there was one year where they did open on Thanksgiving, and it was the best day that it was the busiest day that I think we had all year, because everybody else was closed. Everyone else was closed. Kmart was the only place open, and we got swamped on that particular year. So it did happen more than 10 years ago that some stores would open on Thanksgiving, but it's become a trend now.
Sure, yeah.
As a result.
And Ian, can you share a particular story of a Black Friday experience that you had, if you can remember any?
Well, that was what I was saying before, was that I don't recall anything going crazy at the store that I was at. I was certainly there in the morning. I was there when these things should have, if there was going to be some craziness, it should have happened. I mean, there was a fairly decent amount of customers outside, and they came in, but they were relatively orderly. And in fact, on the Facebook page for Free Talk Live, I had posted the question, kind of one of the things we were talking about in the last hour, is are Black Friday fights and the bad behavior an indicator that society is in decline? Well, according to Brandon posts here, he says, these are outliers. I was very impressed with the logistical process and the staff at my local Walmart. Crowd was good, too. So odds are good that in most places everything's fine with this. I mean, maybe a little bit of pushing, but we're not talking about any kind of actual fist fight,
hair pulling or struggles.
So I think that what happens out there is you've got thousands of stores that are opening up bright and early on Friday morning. Some now on Thanksgiving as well.
Mm-hmm.
You've got thousands of stores. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans coming out to participate in this. And ultimately, all you get are a handful of YouTube videos of some bad behavior. I mean, on the whole, that's not a whole lot.
That's not a whole lot, problem. No.
Mm-hmm. So here's actually a story from NBC News where they're saying that things are a little slower this year. A story from Martha White at NBCNews.com. Black Friday in the U.S. is like a regular weekend at the malls, only a little more so. Black Friday overseas is like Black Friday used to be in the U.S., including the shoving and fistfights. Call it America's latest export. As Americans hunkered down on their couches to score Black Friday bargains online, shoppers in other parts of the world took part in what had been a uniquely American experience, risking life and limb for dirt-cheap sweaters and discounted TVs. British police officers were called to stores across the country on Friday to quell surging crowds and fights over deals. And all the videos I've found so far that are the most egregious actually are from the UK this year. That's not to say there aren't some from the US. I just haven't seen them yet. The ones that are really coming up on searches for Black Friday fight on like a video search on Google, they're coming out of the UK.
Which is interesting because the UK, I don't know, you know, I obviously don't live in Britain, but I know Boxing Day is a very big shopping day in the UK and, you know, other places that have some sort of British influence. So it's interesting to see that that Black Friday is having an impact almost the same as Boxing Day.
How long has Black Friday been going on in the UK? If anybody is listening live over there, I know it's late, but feel free to call us up on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Retailers had adopted American-style Black Friday discounts to get a jump on the Christmas shopping season, according to Reuters. Even Brazil got in on the act, with stores offering Black Friday deals down there. In the U.S., stores opened early on Thanksgiving Day, some at the crack of dawn, long before the turkey was in the oven and the football games began. As Gray Thursday gave way to Black Friday, consumers were already on dawn patrols for doorbusters in hopes of scoring big deals on the holiday season's hottest items. From Frozen dolls to smartphones to 4K TVs. Marshall Cohen, chief retail analyst at the NPD Group, said it's a little busier than I expected to see this morning, but others weren't impressed by the crowds. One 32-year-old housewife shopping for children's clothing at a Connecticut mall said, "It just looks like any other weekend. The kinds of crowds we usually see are missing, and this is one of the biggest malls here. I think people are just not spending a lot." Or maybe, as Danica suggested, they're just going out on Thanksgiving rather than on Friday and doing their spending then.
And a lot of people are also opting for Cyber Monday or Cyber Weekend in a lot of places where they're offering the same discounts, if not less or more, online as well. Because, you know, some people just may not live close to a shopping area.
Well, there's no waiting either online.
Sure.
Yogi Berra also once observed of a restaurant that nobody went there anymore because it was too crowded.
Mm.
And it may well be that a lot of people just said, it's not worth it for me to go out and risk life and limb to save $20, and I'm going to stay home and go shopping tomorrow.
Florida mom Annie White, who hit Toys R Us and Walmart late Thanksgiving night to buy gifts for her three kids, said she initially planned to do her shopping online, but emails from the stores lured her out. She said, there were some great deals, and they weren't even on my list. Then I was like, oh, I can't pass that up, she said. While there was no crush of people at either of her stops, she said it was like a normal day, chalking up the lack of crowds to her fellow shoppers researching online before getting in the car, as she had done. There were relatively few of the incidents of the past, the tramplings, the fighting over hot items that have been seen in past Black Fridays, a shift analysis attributed to a burgeoning amount of online shopping, especially on mobile devices. We'll give you some more info here in moments. What has changed from this year to last? Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your experience as well here on Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything that's on your mind. The live Black Friday edition of the program with you in studio. You've got Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Danica.
And join us on the phones or via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us on the toll-free lines as well at 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about all things Black Friday here tonight. Of course, that doesn't have to be where we spend the entire show. You can always call in and take control of the airwaves here. But more analysis from NBC News as to why it is that Black Friday this year just isn't as black as far as, you know, darkness of bad things happening. It seems like it was a little bit lighter this year on Black Friday. And, you know, not there don't seem to be any videos of trampolings this year, and those weren't uncommon in previous years. Not as many, like, fights, at least not that I've seen. And I did some level of cursory research into this, trying to find the worst of the worst, the videos of people behaving poorly. Looks like most of the videos of people behaving poorly were coming out of the United Kingdom. And they actually touch on that here in this NBC News story, that apparently the whole Black Friday concept has been exported from the United States and has now been picked up in other countries where people are behaving poorly there. survey conducted on behalf of a technology company, Dynatrace, found that 37% of people who own a smartphone or tablet plan to buy more on these devices than they will in stores this year. As of noon Eastern on Friday, IBM reported that just over a quarter of online sales took place on mobile devices, a jump of almost 22% from last year. And of course, the last time I saw the numbers, I think it was 60% of Americans have a smartphone. So these things are becoming very ubiquitous in our lives, and I imagine that percentage is much higher when you look at different demographics. So if you look at people aged 18 to 35, it's probably like 80% there. I'm speculating. But I imagine that's, you know, you're going to find younger people more likely to have a smartphone than people in the elderly set. Some retailers might have been more successful had they bargained or than they bargained for online. Sites including Best Buy, Cabela's, Foot Locker, and JCPenney all experienced performance issues, according to Dynatrace. In a statement, Best Buy spokeswoman blamed a concentrated spike in mobile traffic. So their site was actually down earlier today. I don't know if it still is, but they were having some difficulty. The annual shopping migration was playing itself out in an atmosphere of economic uncertainty, while plummeting gas prices have given Americans a few extra dollars in their wallets and a psychological boost. That stroke of luck is the exception rather than the rule. Stagnant wages for many, except for the affluent, and tepid sales earlier in the year have given rise to a wide range of predictions about the most crucial season of the year for merchants. The most optimistic were calling for a rise of about 4.1% to $611 billion versus last year's holiday season. If that comes true, it would be the biggest increase since 2011. And with the rise of online shopping and Christmas creep, with some retailers offering holiday discounts for over a week now, Black Friday has become less of a sprint to the doorbuster deals and more of a marathon spread out over several days. And I had noticed this when I was going on different websites, seeing that they were calling this like Black Friday week now, and they would offer sales throughout the entire week rather than just on one day, which, you know, again, is going to diffuse the number of people who are going to show up at 9 a.m. or 6 a.m. or whatever time the doors open on Friday morning. So that could be a major factor. I mean, if they're offering similar deals throughout the week, and people don't have that incentive to all be there at the same time, there's less of that crowd craziness that can go on, that can infect people.
It can catch up on sleep because of all the turkey they've eaten.
Last year's sales on Black Friday slumped 13%, according to ShopperTrack, so they're certainly hoping for an increase this year. Dozens of protesters. There's some other notable aspects of Black Friday, or the protests. They interrupted holiday shopping to speak out about a grand jury's decision on the Michael Brown case in Ferguson. Demonstrators took place at a Target and multiple Walmart stores, according to Janetta Elzey, who've been tweeting and posting videos of the protests. They spent a few minutes at each store shouting inside as law enforcement stood watch. There was no immediate word of arrest. The protesters began Thanksgiving night, and more happened on Friday, gathering at the entrance of Macy's Herald Square in New York City and briefly stopping traffic. In fact, I saw a news story yesterday that apparently the Michael Brown / Darren Wilson protesters, the Ferguson protesters in other cities, in New York City, there's a story claiming they stopped the Macy's Day Parade.
Yes, I believe that's true.
Wow, and Macy's Day Parade is huge.
Yeah, so that's there's stuff happening that has nothing directly to do with Black Friday, just besides the fact that this is a good time to reach large numbers of people. If you've got a message to get out to people in physical reality, being outside of a store probably isn't the worst place to do a protest today.
Yeah, now I wonder if concern about that might have also kept some people away from Black Friday.
Sure, yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. According to Georgetown University's Institute for Consumer Research, 83% of shoppers will shop both online and in stores, while another 12% are planning to only shop online. Those who will also visit stores say more than half of their shopping will take place online. Their research director at the Institute says the line between online and in-store is getting blurred. A recent American Express consumer survey found similar behavior. Quote, "We're seeing this year more than ever that a mobile device is central to a purchasing pattern. This according to the Senior Vice President of Consumer Products for American Express. He says, I don't know if this is the year we reach the tipping point or if we're beyond the tipping point, but it's clearly front and center this year. Retailers are more dependent on a smaller slice of the population to make their numbers. In fact, there's something that's been changing in the retail world, and that is that more stores are now matching prices for online. And I think Target was the first to do it, at least that I know of, the first major retailer to do it, the major big box kind of retailer.
Yes.
Now Walmart is also offering Amazon price matching. So if you find a price on Amazon that it's a lower price on Amazon than it is at Target or Walmart, these old school big box retailers will go ahead and match those prices. Whereas before Walmart had a policy to not match online prices, they have changed that now. And I think that's a good sign. It shows that they're willing to compete. They're willing to do what it takes to keep customers coming into their stores because they do still have something that Amazon can't ever have, and that is that that the experience of being able to come in and pick a product up and turn it around, look at the back of the box, and
having that interaction with another human being.
Well, not that really matters very much at a place like Walmart. Half the time, the human being you're talking to doesn't know a thing about the products that you're actually
acquiring. You're actually making eye contact and speaking with someone, and to some people that can be a good effect too. So I think
agree
people
with that.
Do like that in human interaction.
There's no doubt that that's the case. I mean, that's why some of the stores who tried to go to the automated checkouts only, they failed because some people are upset by the automated checkouts. They want to have a person to look at, to talk to experience. Me, I don't really care that much. I don't mind going and using the automated thing. It doesn't really bother me. Sometimes the lines are shorter at the automated checkouts, but the few stores that had tried to actually switch over fully to automated checkouts, that didn't go very well for them, from what I understand, because it lost the human touch.
Yeah, I know some stores will have maybe two or four, depending on the size of the store, two or four like automated checkouts, and they're usually express checkouts that people can go, and if they have, three, four, five items, small items, they can just go through really quickly, and that's generally what they're targeted for. If you have more complex purchases,
right,
such as like weighing vegetables or anything like that, you probably want to go to a more fully human staff.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. In my experience, the automated checkout is a slower experience.
Mm-hmm.
The machine itself doesn't scan as fast. I've noticed that. So when and this may be different with different stores, but the grocery store that I go to, when you scan an item, it takes it a while to register and kind of reset the laser to scan the next item. Whereas the non-automated checkouts, they can just scan and scan and scan, and they can go much faster.
And half the time, they'll be able to punch in the code faster. They'll be able to just, read if you want debit or credit or something. And whereas the machine, you're just like, okay, do you want cash? Do you want debit? Do you want debit with cash back? Tons and tons of different options.
It seems like there has to be a technical reason for that, but I can't imagine what it is.
I don't know either. It's just it's a different system that they're using.
I mean, partially the user interface of the electronic checkouts is kind of clunky. It's
right.
It's got a lot of "Are you sure?"s and
yeah. There's no real reason for it that I can see. It's just that maybe they don't want it going too fast, so the consumer can't confuse themselves. I guess maybe if it was going too fast, they'd wonder if they'd scan two things rather than one thing, or I don't know. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. That is the number that allows you to bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. There's not that much more to say, I don't think, about Black Friday. I mean, as I said, no trampling videos this year that I've seen, thank goodness. And the actual fights seem to mostly be in the UK. I'll post another link up. Actually, I've already posted the video of the women fighting over the underwear. That was the one I posted earlier tonight. And then the Daily Mail article, which has some amazing pictures. That's all over on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday. These deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.